Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Okay! We are thriving! We are living! We are having a good time! The weather is starting to break. I feel it. I'm feeling good. I'm looking good. Summer is coming. I have been living on seaweed and arugula for the past 2 weeks. Like, we are living here. I'm so excited. I'm truly living the plant-based diet. I'm truly living on the vegetables, and I'm loving it. We are here. I'm manic today, if you couldn't tell. I'm all over the place. I'm like talking a mile a minute. It has been insane, and I'm going to knock out any second. But I have a lot to talk about today. We have some nice topics. One of them, of course, is that summer is slowly coming. The sun is not setting at 4:30, thank God. We have the 50s. We have weather in the 50s. I'm all over the place. We have weather in the 50s coming this weekend, I would say. I'm thriving. I'm feeling good. Finally, in the winter, I feel like I go through this, you know, mode. It's seasonal depression, but like I've really helped myself through the years, overcome it. So now I just call it little blimps in the winter. And it's just like times and phases that I go through that I'm just like not feeling it. I'm not feeling the weather. And I just feel like I don't have enough time in one day because it gets dark so quick. So now, like, that I'm feeling like, oh my gosh, it's happening, summer's coming, like, it feels so, so good. But let's talk about some topics. One thing I'm obsessed about is the fact that we have Real Housewives of New Jersey during this time. Jersey always used to film in the winter, so every time you would watch it, it would be, like, snowing out, and you're like, ugh. In the summer, watching Jersey, and it's snowing on the TV. It's like, no, I don't want this. So now the fact that we get beautiful sunshine, we get, you know, them going down the shore, it's just the best. And I will have to say, if you did not watch this week's episode 2, Margaret is disgusting. And Dolores, I'm sorry, she's dead to me now. I can't, I'm liking Jackie this episode. You know, she's kind of understanding, like, listen, Dolores is not your friend in this situation. The fact that Dolores snaps so quick like that, I can't. So, I mean, I don't want to give away too much if you haven't watched it, but there was something spread about Bill, Jennifer Aiden's husband, and, you know, he had an affair 10 years ago. And it's something that Jennifer knew and, you know, that they both knew, and they were just like, we work through it. So the fact that Margaret brings it up after she, like, they are okay now and you're going to bring it up. It's so disgusting. And I don't care what anyone says. They're like, well, you know, Jen did it last year. Actually, Jen didn't do it last year. It was actually Teresa. So let's go back to Jen. Jen had no part of it. They're throwing all this stuff now at Jen. I feel so bad for Jen. They got Dolores involved now. Dolores is like, stop crying to Jen. I wanted to punch all of them out. I was so annoyed watching it. It's truly disgusting. But I can't wait for the rest of this season. It's so good already. We're 2 episodes in. Gia and her uncle are like head and head fighting with each other. It's just like, now I understand, like, it is her uncle. She was a little disrespectful, but at the same time, like, he is an honorary housewife. I mean, he literally screams and yells and hits and slams and throws things, you know, just like the rest of them. So for me, it's like, you've met your match. But, you know, they've hugged it out, whatever, it's all good. But I'm sorry, if my parents were divorced and my uncle's talking about my father, I would literally throw something too. I would scream and yell the same way as Gia would. And Gia really wasn't even screaming and yelling. I don't know why I just said that. But she wasn't like screaming and yelling. She was just like annoyed at the situation because she's just like, really? So It's very, very good. I'm emotionally into it, and it's a good cast. I will say that, even though most of them aggravate me, it's a good cast. We have The Kardashians coming out on Hulu on April 14th. I'm so excited. I thought they left us for good. I had a feeling that they were coming back. So the fact that it's official, there was a trailer that was released. It was just them. So it's not like it's the trailer of the show. It's just a trailer of who's going to be on it. It's just like all the girls with Chris. So I'm so excited for this. I love them. They are icons. You could hate them or love them, but listen, they are their own empire, and they have done so good for themselves. It's incredible. So watch The Kardashians only on Hulu, April 14th. I can't wait. This week's episode is all about procrastination. Now, I procrastinate. We all do it. We're all just a mess, okay? We've all procrastinated one time or another, you know, whether it's school, work, personal life. It happens. We all have done it. And sometimes it can be a struggle. And like for me, I will say I procrastinate. I put too much on my plate and I can't finish everything at once. So it really has a lot to do with only taking what you could handle. Also figuring out different, you know, ways to strategize and not be as, you know, of a procrastinator. And just focusing on a way to finish what you have started. That's the whole thing about it. Now, for me, I may be a procrastinator, but I always finish everything I take. It just, you know, I like to procrastinate. For me, it's like, it's there, I'll finish it. And, you know, with me, it's definitely the deadlines. The deadlines is something that I will look at and say, all right, good, I have until this day. And then all of a sudden, the day before, I'm like, what? So little stuff like that for me is what kills me when it comes to procrastinating. Now, there is no way to stop procrastination, but there are ways to strategize and ways to help you stop procrastinating and to get things done. And I have a bunch. Now, there are a few that are kind of like simple, like, you know, sleep well, you know, get a good night's rest. That is major. Take your vitamins. Sometimes the procrastination is just because you just aren't getting what you need to keep your body moving. And getting just a multivitamin is incredible. It does wonders. You know, I used to not take multivitamins, and honestly, that is insane. I don't know how I didn't take multivitamins like years and years ago. So every day I take my multivitamin, I start my day, I end my night with either a nice little zinc pill or I pop, vitamin C or vitamin D. So you always have to really take care of yourself. Because procrastination could also just be like you're depressed, you aren't feeling well. Like, you know, it could be just as simple as that. And the last one is concentration. It's so hard for us to concentrate. So if we just put our mind to it and focus on what we are doing, we could get it done so much quicker. So I feel like, you know, social media and, you know, all that chaos wrapped around it really, really gets people to procrastinate because we can't concentrate on just one thing nowadays. We have just too much on our plate and we have too much around us and there's no way of stopping it. Even on our computer, if we're typing up something, if we are looking into something, we get our text messages right on our screen. It's so bad for us. I know there's apps out there. I know there's different things. You could snooze, you could do not disturb, which is great. So there are endless possibilities of ending this procrastination. We just have to put our minds to it. We have to talk about Goalie Gummies. They're the first ever apple cider vinegar gummy on the market, and they have so many beneficial properties with studies conducted to prove its positive benefits. Some of them include vitamin B9 and B12. It promotes general good health, it helps improve your daily health, and it's vegan, gluten-free, gelatin-free, kosher, and non-GMO. One of my favorite things about the Goalie Gummy is, unlike the apple cider vinegar shot, the Goalie Gummy completely masks that nasty smell and taste. Some other favorite things about the Goalie Gummy is the fact that it supports healthy digestion, weight management, reduces appetite, helps improve energy, and supports heart health. Everyone should have some Goalie Gummies in their life. So today I'm giving 5% off on your full order with promo code G Stillwell. And again, that's G-S-T-I-L-W-E-L-L for 5% off your full order. Promo code G Stillwell. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. So I have a few ways where you could stop or minimalize the procrastination. I'm a mess today. The first one I have are lists. So when I need to get things done, or, you know, when I start having different tasks to do, I'm like, stop. I grab a paper, grab a pen, and I just start writing down everything I have to complete. And for me, that helps. For you, it might not help, but for me, it helps. I'm a visual learner, so I like things to be on paper. I like things to be, you know, instructions, you know, step by step. For me, that's great. So that's what I do. I kind of just write down everything I have to do, and whatever I accomplish, I cross out. And for me, it feels great. So that's one way. Another way are timers. Time yourself. Give yourself the task and time it. Because, or set an alarm for it. You should be done by this time, because that helps you and motivates, and it stops you from procrastinating as much. You might procrastinate, but not as much, because you have this timer going and you have an alarm that's about to buzz. So for me, honestly, that doesn't work. It will not stop me from procrastinating, but maybe it'll help you. And these are all things that you should try at least once. If they don't work, move on to another strategy and go from there. Next is lay out everything you have to complete until it's complete. So this one is something that I can't do because I have OCD and I'm just like insane when there's just too much in front of me. So for this, if you lay out everything you have to complete, and I mean, this is more for, I would say, work or like for school. Like if you have all this homework, start spreading it out in order in a way that you're going to remember to do. That will help you complete it because it's all in front of you. If you hide it, if you just throw it in, you know, your book bag, or throw it out, or, you know, hide it, you're never going to get it done. Next one is isolate until you are done. This one is a big one. I am great at this. Whenever I isolate and I get it, I will get it done. I will not procrastinate. So that's a great one. It might not work on everybody, but for me, if I isolate from people and everything around me, I will complete it. You know, with working from home, it's great, but like with the pandemic, but there are times where you kind of see your phone and you're like, ugh, don't grab your phone. Just finish your work. And with isolation, you are hiding everything and there you can see what's going on. And it's really, really a great thing for me, at least. And last one is reward yourself after you have completed anything that you do. So with this, you are kind of, you know, telling yourself, finish it today and then I could do this, or finish it today and I'll finally get to go see that movie because I'll have time to do it. Like, reward yourself for completing these tasks, because procrastination is so, what's the word? Like, it is so complex, and we all go through it, but in different ways and in different spurts. So, with procrastination, rewarding yourself will definitely get the job done. Thank you everyone so much for tuning in this week. I hope this resonates with you in some way, and I hope you could take something or one of these strategies from the bunch that I gave. And like I said, not all of them work in your liking. Some you might have to try a few to get what you like and what you feel like will help you. Now, I can't forget my quote of the week. Like I always do, this week's quote of the week is, better to complete a small task well than to do much imperfectly. And that is from Plato. I hope it resonates. I hope this podcast resonates with you well. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you take something out of it, like I said. And enjoy the great weather that we have coming. Summer is coming. Spring is coming. Stay focused. Focus on your careers, focus on your, you know, adventures that you want to take, focus on everything good in this world that we have left. All right, have a great weekend, enjoy that weather, stay safe, and I'll see you next week. Oh wait, next week, we have a good episode coming next week, so tune in next week. I don't want to give too much away, because you know how it all works out. Sometimes things happen, sometimes things fall through, but I definitely feel like next week is gonna be a great episode. So tune in next week. Again, have a great, safe weekend, and I'll see you next week.